Welcome to Sisters Place Blog Radio Show, bringing forth real stories about real people following their dreams, stepping out on faith. Today, we will have a special interview with Cam Holloway. Cam is an actor starring in the television series Skin Deep. He plays the character Darius in the series. He will be coming on board to tell us more about his role and any other projects that he's currently working on. So we are waiting for Cam to call in for our interview. I hope you guys check out their website to tune in more about their television series. It is www.skindeeptheseries.com. Check out their trailer as well on their website. It looks very interesting. Ah, I see our caller has joined us.
Hey, how are you doing
Cam.
Today?
I am doing well.
How are you,
Latrice? How are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic.
Good. Thank you so much for joining us today. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, you're so welcome. Now, your role is significant. Despite your camera time in season one, Secrets of the Soul, however, your actions are a major catalyst that incites protest and the brutal attack. Do you prefer playing the antagonist? And how do you hope to see the character evolve in season two?
Well, as far as the character's development, it's very relatable to a family member of mine that
mm-hmm.
I haven't seen in a long time. So it was really refreshing, actually, to see what I was getting into, you know, and that I could pull a lot from my experiences back home and my youth with my family and some of my friends who have gone through things similar to what Darius's character is going through in the show. And as for season two, I mean, I'm excited. I'm extremely excited about bringing this character to life and really giving some depth to what his problems are and what's going on with him.
Oh, okay. So if you had the ability, how would you empower Darius, your character?
Oh, that's a good one. I would think he needs wisdom. You know, I think him being a smart kid, he has a lot of knowledge. But him being on the streets and him getting tied up into, you know, not so good things, I feel as though he needs either a mentor, someone who has a bit of wisdom beyond his years that can empower him to, you know, love himself more and not make such bad decisions, or he just needs to simply, you know, take a step back and stop being a little too crazy out here in these streets and beating up people with bats.
Okay, that sounds good. So, unfortunately, you know, we live in a time where protests are becoming the norm. There was
mm-hmm.
actually a protest as you were shooting one of your scenes and the police were called.
Yes, there was.
What do you think of the irony that Skin Deep eerily parallels with what's going on in the world today?
I think it's beautiful, actually, in my opinion, because art reflects reality. To me, and
mm-hmm.
you know, the things that are going around us, it's the responsibility, maybe not the responsibility, but there's an avenue for artists to express things that many people are unable to express because of maybe their political position or social position, things like that. But as an artist, you're able to take the harsh realities and make them into art and express them to people and expose them or bring these situations to people's minds that they may not be aware of. So I think it's very ironic that there was actually a protest going on while we were shooting, because there was literally helicopters flying over and we could hear the sirens from downtown. It was pretty wild. And you know, I think it means a lot though that people are attempting again to come together for a purpose that's beyond ourselves.
Okay. Now I understand you have a nonprofit organization. Can you tell us a little bit more about your nonprofit organization as well as your future projects that you're working on?
Yes. So my nonprofit organization is titled the I Am Foundation. It began with a friend, and I've had ideas about things before, but we were having a really good conversation, and I remember him asking me, you know, how do you define yourself? And I asked him back, like, how would you define yourself? I mean, I define myself by starting with I am, and because once I start with I am, everything that's descriptive of life after I am this, I am that, I am a father, I'm a brother, I am a friend, that's all after I am.
Mm-hmm.
So I believe that, you know, once people can recognize that first part, that I just am, it doesn't matter what we do or what we become, you know, it's that I am and that I exist and that I have the ability to enforce my will on the world, whether good or bad. So
mm-hmm.
I choose to, you know, use my position and my artistry and things that I can, if I can keep growing, I can use that to spread this foundation around the world. And the gist of it is that I want to be able to give people a means to invest into people. So it'll be sort of a global fund that anybody can invest in, and the funds will directly go towards humanitarian efforts, but also education. And most importantly for me, is that I want to have the ability to send out to go find inventors, engineers, archaeologists, anybody that's into things that aren't necessarily promoted in the media or on movies and things like that, that people don't realize the significance of, and how difficult it is for some of these people to get funding or to get support. You know, a lot
mm-hmm.
of like engineers for new models of engines or transportation, they can get suppressed by these, you know, oil companies and humanity. And if people knew the technologies that were available to us, or people knew that, you know, underneath the ground in some country somewhere, there's a civilization that could give us answers that we're looking for, but we're not focused on it. Or we may not think it's that important, you know, and I want to
mm-hmm.
be able to change that. I want to be able to really give those people the funding that they need.
Okay. Do you have a website for mm-hmm. your nonprofit organization?
I do not. It's literally in the fledgling stages, and it's just
okay.
beginning sooner than I had expected. I always had it inside me, and I wanted to start something like this. But as I'm going through all the things I'm going through right now, it just started to really kind of come to the surface. So now I have to put some energy to the side to kind of get this developed and put it together. But that's
okay.
the idea. That's really the overall view of what I wanted to go towards.
Okay. So in addition to working on Skin Deep, any other projects that you're working on coming down the pipeline?
Yes.
That are audience?
Yes. I have my own production company with my friend of mine, Clutch Film. So we're working on putting together a feature film coming up soon, or a series, one or the other. We're kind of deciding on that.
Mm-hmm.
I had just worked on Hashtag Murder and Fatal Attraction, as well as The Quad for BET.
Okay.
I'm working on Survivor's Remorse now, and hopefully I'm feeling like something will come my way with that show. That's one of my favorite shows of TV right now, but that would be awesome. And as of now, really nothing else. I have a new agency. I'm with a wonderful new agency, Salt. We have a new talent director, and she's really – I met with them about 2 weeks ago, and they really broke down a lot of the ins and outs of the industry and things that I need to adjust my focus towards and develop more so that I can move to a higher place.
Absolutely. So who's your favorite actor?
Ooh, that's a good one. That's a good one. my favorite actor, I have a split. Of course,
okay.
Will Smith is there for me. And it's mm-hmm. it's a little deeper than just the acting of Wilson, because I actually had a chance to meet him my junior year of high school at a football camp. It was very
okay.
random, very, very random. But his older son, Trey, plays quarterback. And this was in high school. And, you know, it was – I walked right past him when I came out the locker room. I didn't even recognize him. And it just dawned on me that was him. So I got to talk to him for the 2 days that he was there, and I asked him about, you know, his life and how he – achieved so much and what drove him, you know, and he just mm-hmm. simply, and it may sound cliche, but
I had to believe in myself more than anybody else believed it. And it was kind of
disorienting at first. Super deep, you know, amazing.
Cam, are you still there? Because you're going in and out.
Oh, sorry. Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Can you hear me?
You can repeat.
Okay, sorry,
yes.
Sorry.
If you can repeat that your last sentence, we didn't hear you.
okay. So sorry. So when I talked to him and I asked him, I was thinking he was going to give me something extremely deep and profound, and he simply told me to just believe in myself more than anybody else could possibly believe in myself or believe in me. And it didn't really register until a few years later when I started to pursue my actual dreams, because I loved football, but it kind of – I got pushed a little bit into it, and it was something
mm-hmm.
fun, but it wasn't in my heart. It wasn't my passion. And once I met Will, you know, I quit football the next week. I joined musical theater, and I joined drama class, and it just started building. And I loved it, and I loved everything about expressing the art, about taking stories and bringing them to life. And – it didn't really register in my mind what he actually said and the depth of what he said, you know, that nobody owes you belief. You know, nobody is here just solely to believe in you, or, you know, and they're not required to believe in you. You know, so with that being the way it is, you just have to believe in yourself so much that, you know, when the so-called failures come, you have to kind of try to look at them like it's not a failure. This is something that it's building me. It's preparing me for what's already going to come my way. That's how I choose to look at it, you know, that the light at the end of the tunnel, instead of looking at all the details of the tunnel and worrying about the ups and downs and then why I didn't get this or why I didn't get that role, I'm just focused on the light at the end of the tunnel that I'm eventually inevitably going to get there as long as I keep moving
mm-hmm.
forward and preparing myself for what's coming my way. It's on, it's, you know, it's coming to me. And that's where I took from that. So he's, as far as acting and as far as his mind, and so Will Smith is definitely my favorite actor.
Okay. Sounds really good. He's one of my favorites too.
Yes, yes.
So,
and then of course, like I said, I was Split. I have Denzel, and
mm-hmm.
he's just incredible in everything he does, the way he walks, the way he yells at people. It's not even yelling, but you feel it in your soul. Yeah, So it's Will and then Denzel.
Okay, yes, Denzel. He is outstanding. Truly a phenomenal actor,
yes,
director,
absolutely.
Writer as well. So tell our audience how they can follow you or find you on social media to kind of stay up to date with you and you know with the projects and things you got going on.
Okay, well, my Facebook is this my name, Cam Holloway, KamHollowAy, and you can find me on there. I don't keep my page private or anything like that. I just kind of, you know, show love and spread love. My Instagram is pretty much simply an art gallery, so it's not necessarily, I guess I don't use it the way, you know, it should be used. I just like cool pictures, but it's
mm-hmm.
my name spelled backwards. It's just Cam Holloway spelled backwards, you know, MAK_YAWOLLOH. That's the Instagram. And I do not have a Twitter, and I do not have a Snapchat or anything. It's not that I'm against it. It's just something that I have my energy that I cherish. And sometimes I just don't have the energy to be on social media. I'm thinking about other things and trying to write and trying to
mm-hmm.
find something to stimulate my soul. So
okay.
That's how you can find me though.
Okay. Well, we appreciate you joining us today to interview with us and on Sister's Place. Truly appreciate you. Congrats
I truly appreciate
on
you
the
well.
Series.
You're awesome to have me.
You are so welcome. and look to hearing, you know, hearing and seeing more from you. You know, I love shining the light on indie talent, you know, watching you guys grow, you inspire other people. So that's what we're here to do, is shine that spotlight on you. So thank you for calling in today.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. And I appreciate what you're doing. I truly, truly, truly do. Because like you said, it inspires people. And I know as somebody that at one point I was very unsure of what I would do with all the energy inside of me. And it took that inspiration of not just other celebrities or my level. It just took my friends really to kind of encourage me and tell me, you know, hey, man, like, you can do this. You're good. Don't worry about it. Be stressed. And then the belief began to just grow. And I was inspired by other people coming here to Atlanta. I've met friends that I began, you know, working on sets with 4 years ago. And I see them at auditions, and I see them on shows, and I see them actually making their dreams come true. And it's an incredible, incredible feeling. And I want to be able to give that feeling to other people as well and continue to do that my whole life.
Absolutely. That's what we're here for. We are put on this place for purpose. Well, you have a great afternoon.
Yes,
enjoy
absolutely.
Your Saturday. And I will find you on Facebook so I can tag you in this in your audio interview. Hey.
Awesome. I will. I'll find you. I'll look for you on Facebook as well, Latrice.
All right then. All right. Have a good afternoon, all right. Cam.
All right. Thank you. You
bye-bye.
Too.
Bye bye.
All right. Bye bye.
Well, there you have it. We had our showcase today with Cam Holloway. Check out that young man. Follow him on social media. He's on Facebook. Check him out. Thanks again for joining us today at Sisters Place Blog Talk Radio Show. Don't forget, check out our website, sistersplace.com, SISTAHSPLACE.com. And like our Facebook page as well, Sisters Place 2. You couldn't miss us. Have a blessed afternoon, everyone.